The truck hammered on, straight at him. He sidestepped right, one long pace, two, three. He lined it up perfectly. The truck directly ahead of him, the hidden rock directly behind him. The truck kept on coming. He walked backward, then ran backward, up on his toes, dainty, watching all the way. The truck kept on coming, lurching, hopping, bouncing, roaring, 20 yards away, then 10, then 5. Reacher moved with it. Then, when he felt the first brambles against the backs of his legs, he jerked sideways and flung himself out of the truck's path and rolled away and waited for the truck to smash through the thicket and wreck itself on the rock. Didn't happen. The guy at the wheel braked hard and slewed to a stop with his front bumper a yard into the brush. A local boy. He knew what was in there. Reacher heard the gearbox smack into reverse, and the truck backed up and the front wheels turned, and the gear changed again, and the truck came straight at him, fast and enormous. The tires were big off-road items with dirty white letters and savage tread. They were squirming and churning, and clods of earth were spattering up off all of them equally. Four-wheel drive. The motor was roaring, a big V8. Reacher was on the ground, and he could see suspension members and shock absorbers and exhaust headers and differential casings the size of soccer balls. He got up and feinted right and flung himself left. He rolled away, and the truck turned tight but missed him, crunching over the clods of earth a foot from his face. He could smell hot oil and gasoline and exhaust fumes. There was a cacophony of sound, the motor grinding gears, yelping springs. The truck slammed into reverse again and came at Reacher backward. By that point, he was up on his knees, deciding where next, in or out, in the thicket or out in the open. No choice at all. Out in the open was suicide. At close quarters, the truck was relatively clumsy. But he couldn't run and jink and dodge forever. No one could. Exhaustion would tell in the end. So he got to his feet and waded into the brambles. The thorns tore at his pants. The truck came after him, driving backward, narrowing its radius. The driver was staring over his shoulder. A big guy. Big neck, big shoulders, short hair. Reacher headed straight for the center of the thicket. Long, thorny tendrils latched together and tugged at his ankles. He ripped his way onward. The driver turned the wheel as far as it would go. The truck's radius tightened, but not enough. Reacher ducked inside its turn and barged on. He made it to the rock. It was a hell of a rock, much bigger than the first one he had seen. Maybe the parent of the first one he had seen. The first one had been wedge-shaped, as if it had been busted out of a larger boulder. This second rock looked like that larger boulder. It was shaped like a pie, with a broad piece broken out of it, but not flat like a pie. It was humped and round, like an orange, with three or four segments missing, half buried in the earth. Maybe 50,000 years ago, an ice age glacier had rolled it all the way down from Canada, and the weight of a billion tons of frozen snow had cracked it apart, and the smaller fragment had been pushed onward 2 more miles before grinding to a stop and weathering gently over the next countless centuries. The larger fragment had stayed right in place, and it was still there, waist deep in the rich dirt, itself gently weathered, a huge granite ball with a worn and shallow triangular notch in it, like a bite. Like an open mouth, facing south toward its smaller relation. The bite was maybe 10 feet wide at the opening, and it narrowed down to a point maybe 5 feet later. Reacher came to rest with his back against the boulder, on the east side, the bite a quarter circle away behind his right shoulder. The truck turned and drove out of the thicket, and for a crazy moment Reacher thought the guy was giving up and going home. But then the truck turned again, a wide, lazy circle out on the dirt, and it came back, slow and menacing, head on, straight at him. The driver was smiling behind the windshield glass, a wide, feral grin of triumph. The first of the brambles collapsed under the chrome bumper. The driver was holding the wheel carefully, two-handed, aiming precisely, aiming to pin Reacher by the legs against the rock. Reacher scrambled up onto the granite slope, backward, palms and soles, like a crab. He worked and scuffled and stood upright on the top of the dome, balanced uneasily maybe 5 feet in the air. The truck came to rest with its front bumper an inch from the rock, its hood a little below the level of Reacher's feet, its roof a little above. The motor combed to an idle, and Reacher heard 4 ragged thumps as the doors locked from the inside. The driver was worried. Didn't want to be dragged out of his seat for a fistfight. Smart guy. Now Reacher's options were reduced. He could step down on the hood and try to kick the windshield in, but automotive glass was tougher than it looked, and all the guy had to do was take off suddenly, and Reacher would be thrown clear, unless he grabbed the roof bars. But his arms were hurting too much to survive a wild-ass ride all the way across Nebraska, clinging to the top of a bouncing truck at 30 or more miles an hour. Impasse. Or maybe not. The guy had laid out his tactics for all to see. He hadn't used his phone. He wanted to capture Reacher all by himself, for the glory of it. He intended to do it by using his truck like a hammer and the rock like an anvil. But he wouldn't wait forever. He would dial his buddies just as soon as frustration got the better of him. Time to go. Reacher scrambled down the far side of the rock and waded into the thorny growth. He heard the truck back up and swing around after him. It appeared on his right, crunching through the brambles, holding a tight curve as if it was rounding a traffic circle, driving slow, staying deliberate. Reacher faked a brake for the open land, and the driver bought it and steered maybe 10 degrees out of the circle, and then Reacher ducked back toward the rock and slid around the granite circumference and tucked himself into the shallow triangular bite, right at the point of the V, shoulders tight against the converging walls. The truck paused a second, and then leapt ahead, and steered a tight loop out on the dirt and came right back at him, head on again, the same low gear, the same low menacing speed, closer and closer, 10 feet, 5 feet, 3 feet, then 2 feet. Then, simultaneously, the left end and the right end of the truck's front bumper jammed hard against the narrowing walls of rock, and the truck came to a stop. Immobile, right where Reacher wanted it. The big chrome bumper making a new boundary, closing off the shallow triangle a foot from Reacher's thighs. He could feel the heat from the radiator, and the idling beat of the motor resonated in his chest. He could smell oil and gas and rubber and exhaust fumes. He put his hands on the bulbous chrome and started easing down toward a sitting position, intending to slide feet first underneath the vehicle and wriggle away on his back.